Here we will explore the true facts about Gene Hensler, Ph.D. Before every radio show, Gene Hensler meditates on each and every listener question. Sometimes this deep introspection results in the one absolute correct answer. Sometimes it results in snores, in which case he shows up late to the show. But hey, the man's name is on the door. And frankly, that is how Gene Hensler do.
We're back. Somebody wake up Gene.
There's a couple of these we've had around we haven't played before. They're funny.
Yeah. You guys are listening to Money Talks. We got some more interesting questions from listeners. Lots of questions today. We got Robert from Marietta asks, what do you think of Pepco Holdings and American Electric Power? I'm torn between the two.
Boy, they're so opposite.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a couple of electric utilities. What fun. Pepco actually has electric and natural gas. They're very different in size. Pepco is about $6.7 billion, and American Electric is $26 billion. Obviously, the areas that they cover are different. Pepco's got most of its businesses in Washington, D.C.
And then that's a growth area.
It is.
Wait till the Republicans get the House, the Senate, and the presidency. It'll go into decline. I do worry about that. probably not, because they don't do a good job either.
Exactly. American Electric Power actually is it's a lot more diverse. It's got customers in about 11 states, from Ohio to Tennessee and Arkansas to Virginia. So a much bigger company with a wider footprint. Where Pepco looks better is about 4% dividend yield versus 3.74. They're relatively close, but
growth differential between the two?
Yeah, 6.37. It's not much versus 6.37 for Pepco, right, versus 5.38% long-term growth expectation on American Electric Power. The point that I think makes the difference to me is the dividend coverage. While you do get 4% off of Pepco, your coverage is only 0.41 times, so you got a little bit of a cash flow issue.
Well, they're depreciating and not replacing when
right.
It boils down to
it. Right, exactly. It's part of it. And then the cash dividend coverage on American Electric is 1.55.
Which is healthy.
It is absolutely healthy. And then the dividend growth is different, too. 3.84% dividend growth on American Electric Power, were zero dividend growth on Pepco. I think I would
American
go with
Electric Power. Pepco, excuse me.
For Pepco, yeah. It's 0% growth. So
we don't want that.
Exactly.
So we want American Electric Power between these two.
Exactly. Neither of these companies meet our strict financial standards for strength and safety. But
for example, I know, on top of your head, this is unfair. What is the Georgia Power or
what is their
PEs and
dividend? Oh, okay. I don't know the PE on Southern Company is who we're talking
right,
about.
Right.
But their dividend is over 3%, and it's pretty well covered. If you just look at the dividend coverage raw, like the net income divided by dividend, it doesn't fully cover it. But if you look deeper and figure out that a lot of their depreciation on the new plants that they're building, the nuclear plants.
Right.
If you're local, you hear the news quite often. The cash flow that's behind that is, yeah, absolutely. It covers it solid over two times. So,
okay.
You know, and that's one that we actually
and
like
it's a growth well. Section of the country.
Right.
In the
absolutely,
south.
Yeah. And that's the reason they're building those
and
new power plants.
And broader based.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, from Mississippi all the way over to Georgia.
To give you some idea.
Georgia.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, I would rather have Southern Company than either one of these, but if the question is which one, it's American Electric Power.
All right. Okay. We've got one from Marcia from Marietta.
Yeah, she says, I would like your opinion on Albany Molecular Research Incorporated. Is this stock worthy of purchasing as a long-term position at this time? Basically, the company they do chemistry analysis for some pharmaceutical companies. It's a small company, $495 million in market cap, so a small cap as we would refer to it. Their earnings have grown historically at about 5.3%. So usually you find a small company like this, you would expect that they had, better growth than that. But every way you look at this company, it looks like an older established yet small company. So, you know, the ROE is only 4.8%.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, and they've got they only spend 0.4% of sales on R&D. So it really just looks to me like not that good a long-term holding. And I would recommend do not buy.
Do not buy.
Right. Okay. Now, and there's a follow-on to that question as well. It says, I also have owned Garmin for several years and have about a 60% gain on it. It's held in the Roth and is a small part of my overall portfolio. Do you recommend that I continue to hold or take my profits and move on to another stock? If you recommend selling, what would you suggest as a replacement? I think long-term, we've actually had a little foray into this stock at one point, but I think long-term what's happened is you've got GPS on every handheld device you own just about these
Correct.
Days.
A lot of competition.
Exactly. And if you look, what you've seen is the trend on their long-term growth has actually fallen off. It almost looks like it's gone sideways with some maybe seasonal spikes here and there.
I mean, they have the best, I think, of the Nuvi is theirs, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that really is a very nice
right.
thing to have. And some people who get cars that don't come with it will put a Nuvi in their car.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, the stock is, you know, like I say, the earnings are waning. Still expected about 6% growth. That's versus the S&P 500 that's got an expected growth of about 8% in the coming year. So all things considered with that and the P at 20.58, S&P's yeah. got a PE at 16. I really just think that I would go ahead and take my profits and move on. And
where would
and,
you put it?
Yeah, exactly. That is,
what do you mean where exactly? You where would you put it?
I'm about to get there. You got to be patient here.
This is radio. Time's valuable, man.
I know, all right, I would buy Apple. If you look at
Apple, there you go. What can exactly. I say? What kind of dividend does it pay? Pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's decent. We got a PE of 14.
There you go. Get the cash out of there, and it's a PE about 1.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's all things considered, the PE to growth is less than 1. It's 0.9. Long-term growth at 15%. There's, you know, I would
we
much
like
rather
Apple.
Have Apple. Yeah,
yeah
and we own it. Yeah.
Which reminds me, I better put this thing on vibrate. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.